Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on a Monday morning. Let's go to the West now because well-known owner Bob Peters is again bright and early. Like John Moore, they're on similar time zones, Hong Kong and WA. So, Bob, we thank you for your being a part of our show early morning over there.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Well done, mate. You know, you bring your horses along and your hope. And Arcadia Queen won the WA Guineas. You went and thought, let's go and have a crack at the Kingston Town. And she absolutely made them look a pretty ordinary B-class, probably by the looks of it, Bob.
Yes, I haven't seen a win like that for a long time.
Was this the way, I mean, were you surprised just how well she let down? I know people will say she only had 50kg on her back, but were you surprised?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. So your emotions of watching the race, Bob, how did you feel about it?
Well, I had four in the race, so I was watching her and I saw her take off and go, so really I thought to myself, well, I can forget about her, and I look back at the others.
Yeah. Galaxy Star ran home all right, which we'll talk about in a moment. How has she come through? Is that the end of her summer campaign?
Arcadia Queen, yes. Yeah. She'll be in the paddock today. She'll be at the farm.
Okay. Have you looked since Saturday on what your plans might be in 2019?
No, she'll tell us that. I wouldn't imagine we'd be doing anything in the autumn, but you never know. A few years ago, I had a nice filly that ended a campaign by winning the Oaks and Derby here for me, and I put her in the paddock thinking that she'd be there until the spring. And, you know, 6 days later, she was jumping out of the skin, and we took her to Adelaide. So anything could happen, but that's very rare that could happen.
Yeah. Was that Delicacy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll wait and see. So she'll have, by the sounds of it then, she has a really nice spell.
Well, only because of the timing. It's, you know, you look at it now, it's we're halfway through December and the autumn sort of starts in February. So how can, you know, you just,
yep.
It was her first campaign that she's just finished and she needs a spell after that. She's had six runs. So just timing tells me that you just can't get there.
That's the one thing that people would be surprised with on her progression. You know, she barrier trialled three times prior to that first run. But since then, I mean, were you always thinking she could be okay?
Oh, yes. We picked her out as our best filly for the year. You know, the trials, they're just part of their education. We don't race our horses until they're three. And you know, she just came through with the rest of them, but she always looked like the best of them.
Is it the turn of foot that is the big asset there?
Yes, obviously. She seems to be able to really get going at the end, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. So you're obviously been asked this a number of times, Bob, since Saturday. I saw the interview with Gareth Hall after the win on Saturday. You made some comments about Sydney and Melbourne later on this year with Regimate, which is allowed to be used for mares that are in season in New South Wales. Is that still the preference? Would you, if you came to the eastern states, you'd come to Sydney?
No, I haven't got any real thoughts as yet. The Regimate thing was in the back of my mind because of what happened with our other nice mare, Enticing Star, earlier, a month or so ago. And I didn't think that anything was happening. And I thought that the Victorian trainers and everyone else had been very quiet about it for a while. So I didn't really know what was going on. And I suppose it sort of hit me because a couple of trainers from Sydney had reminded me that you can use it there.
Yeah. It sounded like you just really, it was in the front of your thoughts and you thought, well, hang on, I'm on centre stage here. Let's not miss a chance.
No, I should have shut my mouth.
I was surprised. You're normally very cautious, Bob.
Yes, yeah, it was just one of those things.
The emotion.
I suppose, you know, I was really trying to help the Victorians.
Understand. So all right, at this stage then, because I know people in New South Wales got terribly excited about what you'd said, so you've just got a door that you're just going to wait and see what happens.
Yes, well, I have to do that. You know, the filly will tell us what she wants to do. I can't tell you what she wants to do, so we'll just see what happens in the next few weeks.
Does the Golden Eagle, you would have heard about it, the announcement this week, what was your reaction when you heard about it, Bob?
Well, I think it's it sounds good. You know, if you've got a four-year-old, it sounds very enticing.
Yeah. Set weights, Rose Hill, 1,500 metres?
I think we could handle that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got any others that could head that way?
Well, it's just, you know, I don't know that yet. I've got, you know, three nice females at the moment, and there's probably not a lot here for them other than our carnival again next year, and that's a long time away.
Yeah, understand. And, mate, just before I let you go, Galaxy Star, who ran third on the weekend, it's done nothing wrong this prep at all either, has it?
No, the barrier was the problem with her. She was last in running. She was wide around the corner, and she made up, I think I sort of looked at it, she made up about four lengths on the first two that were way up in front of her. So it was a very good run, considering the ground that she covered.
Yeah. All right, well, it sounds like the mare in particular, Arcadia Queen, the filly, she's just going to decide where you take her during 2019.
Yes, well, she'll tell us.
Yep, understand. Good on you, Bob. We thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.